you have any difference between hominy and something else? How many grits, I guess it is?
Hominy grits are ground up quite fine, I believe.
But not as fine as mush.
That's right.
Now, things like carrots and peas and corn are called not fruit, but
vegetables.
If they're grown in your back garden, homegrown, do you have any special word for it?
Homegrown.
Do you ever hear of sass?
No.
It is? A garden sass?
No.
Well, where do you raise vegetables at home? What do you call this thing, a plot of ground?
Garden.
You ever call it a vegetable garden?
Yes, sometimes a vegetable garden.
Now, what do we put on pancakes besides
syrup?
Any special kind?
Maple.
Now, how would you emphasize that it's not an imitation? You'd say, "Well, this is." Referring to syrup here, this is
genuine.
And what do you spread on toast in the morning?
Butter.
Or maybe something else sweeter?
Honey?
Well, that's possible too. They all sound delicious.
Yeah.
What about, it might be made out of raspberries?
Oh, jam, jelly.
Okay. now, if we had, we had some fruit here, say apples and oranges. Maybe we even had some eggs here, you'd say, and you wanted one, you'd ask me, please, or you want, I have them, you want one, you say, please give me, and ask for one apiece of each.
Please give me an apple.
Okay. And the others were oranges and eggs.
Could you give me an orange? And please give me an egg.
Okay. If you're talking about a group of boys, and you'd say it's not one of these boys, it was one of
those.
You ever have a word for something that's not right here, but it's way over
there?
Or ever use any other word for over there, over
yonder?
Yeah. Now, if you want to tell somebody to do it, you tell him to do it. Don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And don't do it this way, do it
that way.
Okay. Now, suppose I'd say something and you didn't hear me and you wanted me to either say it louder or say it again, how would you ask me now?
I'd say again.
You can't hear what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
You ever say, how's that? Again, please. I think I have probably many of them myself. I imagine you do too. Why not?
Yes, I think many people say both of those.
Now, if you want to distinguish one man from another man, you'd say, well, and this one man owned an orchard and this man did not own an orchard. You want to tell them apart and you say, well, he's the one. How would you describe him? He's the one.
See, this man owns an orchard. This
one
does
not. Yeah, and you want to describe somebody else and say, well, he's the one.
He's the one that owns the orchard.
Okay.